I grew up as a Jew and attended Sabbath school at an early age. We studied the Torah, Talmud, and the Siddur, Jewish prayers. But I always felt something was missing. At the same time, I felt a strong attraction to Jesus Christ. For in the 50s, the general culture still had a strong Christian component. Like many Jews, I loved Christmas carols, and this fueled my interest in Jesus Christ. I often wondered, what happens when we die? I asked my rabbi for an answer, and all I got back was, we Jews live through our children. This left me high and dry. I asked another rabbi who said, all Jews have a holy nefesh, that is soul, and are destined for eternal life. But how could this be? I knew of Jews who were cheats and addicted to pornography. Nothing holy in their nefeshes, for sure. With half-baked answers, I came to the conclusion that Judaism was bankrupt. The rabbis simply couldn't answer serious questions. And they certainly can't deal with questions about Jesus Christ.
How can I help you?
Well, we're looking for an honest response to the teachings of Jesus.
Yashka, okay, let me explain to you. An honest response. The man you call Yashka, this guy...
Stop there. What kind of honest response could possibly follow when the rabbi starts by bad-mouthing Jesus? You see, Talmudic Jews won't say the holy name of Yeshua, Jesus, but instead call him Yashka in order to curse him, avoiding saying salvation, which is what Yeshua means.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, Jesus said of himself, he said, before Abraham was born, I am. Why did people pick up stones to stone him when he said that?
It says in the Torah, you should know this day and take it to your heart. The Lord is God. In the heaven above and on the earth below, there's nothing else. There's nothing besides God. God is the I am. Over in Hinduism, they say that man is God. That's idolatry. God is all.
So it's idolatry for a man to claim to be God.
God is all. If he says that it's all God, including me, that's not idolatry. God is unlimited. God is infinite. That man is not infinite. He's limited.
You simpleton. The Old Testament describes many instances of God appearing in limited forms as theophanies. In one instance, God appeared to Abraham and even ate with him, having the appearance of a limited mouth. These were pre-incarnate appearances of the Son of God, who, as predicted by Moses and the prophets, would come as a man, having both a human and divine nature. This is way too profound for the Rebbe with his Torah. All he can come up with is that the universe is God, pure pantheism. No one dies, they just dissolve into the universe. The Christian answer is better. Jesus Christ came as a man to conquer death. By his humanity, he suffered death and thus put away our sins on the cross. And by his divinity, he arose from the dead and thus grants life beyond the grave. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. I was perishing in the synagogue, but now have eternal life in the church. The rabbis have no answers. All they can do is curse, fudge, and put serious inquirers on the road to hell. But Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And those who await his second coming, unlike the rabbis, will not be harmed by the second death.